everyone. Welcome to the Bright Morning Podcast. I'm Elena Aguilar, and this is our special edition, How to Feel Better program. And we are at the end of week three of step three, which is commemorate. Let me remind you, Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, I will be live on Instagram checking in with you about this week. So before I continue with today's content, I do want to do one more plug for getting your rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It makes a big difference, and if you're new to us, it really takes less than a couple of minutes to hop over there. You can find the link in the show notes and just leave a quick rating, quick review if you want. That would be so great. Thank you. All right, friends, I am so curious about how you are feeling and if you are starting to feel a little tiny bit better. I would love to hear from you. Today's focus, today's activity is on making and creating. So last September, I did an interview for the podcast. You'll find the link in the show notes, with an artist whose name is Indira Allegra. Indira is a local to where I live. Indira is also in Oakland, and Indira uses the they/them pronouns. So Indira is an artist and primarily does performance art. And they had developed a practice which had been also put into an article called The Grammar of Grief. And in the interview that I did with Indira, you can hear them describe it. We talked quite a bit about this, the grammar of grief. And I have to say, that interview is one of my all-time favorites. And there were things that Indira shared about this idea of the grammar of grief that stick with me now, 7 months later. And in this podcast episode, in this description of this practice of the grammar of grief, Indira described these things that we can do that, let me just sort of in my summary, that allow us to commemorate, allow us to process the emotions. For example, Indira said, when you feel like you need to cry, but you can't, you can pour a pot of tea into the smallest cup you have and you just keep pouring. And just that. So then that's a practice that you could try. Just that. There's another practice that Indira talked about where they said, choose an area of your body, one that has not been felt by another person in weeks. Find clothing which leaves this area exposed, and then stand at an open window for the temperature of the day to touch you. I really encourage you to listen to that episode. I found the conversation so cathartic, so meaningful in a way that I just haven't heard other people talk about grief. And that's what we've been exploring this week, in a sense, commemoration, grief. And how do we express, how do we embody grief, the commemoration of grief, the memorialization. So that was on my mind as I thought about this day, this activity, guiding you through this process of making and creating. The important thing to know is that it's not about what you make. It's not about the aesthetics of it. Sometimes when I talk about making or creating things, some people get really anxious, like, I'm not an artist. I don't know how, just it's that part of you that feels like you're not an artist, that's anxious or critical of yourself around anything you create. That part's not really going to be helpful today. So you might want to send it on a picnic or something, or send it on an errand. It's probably the part of you that actually is more task oriented. And there's so many different ways that we can engage with the energy of creation. And really, that's the goal, the intent is, how can you tap into your energy of creation? We all have it. Every human being has the ability to create that energy within them. Because whenever you connect with that, you're going to feel more empowered, more equipped, more skilled, and more resourceful. You will also, by tapping into that energy, broaden and expand and deepen your thinking capacities. That's what creativity does for us. It helps us see things differently, see things more broadly, more deeply, just in different ways. And when we are talking about reflecting on a global pandemic, we need to tap into different ways to think, to respond, to engage. That's what creativity does for us. So, in the packet for this week, I have a bunch of suggestions. Really, I hope they just get you thinking. I hope you might have some other folks to talk with about what you might make or create. Or hop over to our social media channels and let's get into a conversation about it there. I'd love to hear your ideas. We, play off each other's ideas, get ideas from each other's ideas. What might you be able to do to create, to make that would help you remember and commemorate the pandemic period? It'll help you feel better. Even if all you do is imagine things, it will help you feel better. Even if you can't paint a mural, maybe you can imagine. I'd paint a mural, or I would plant one rose bush, one sunflower for every person in the world who passed away from COVID. What can you imagine? And yeah, what can you do? I mean, I've got a sort of a silly activity there, which is to make a sculpture from post-it notes. That's something you're making. It's something that brings something into the world that didn't exist before in a way that you are imagining it. That's your invitation to an activity for today. The final thing that I want to encourage you to do today is to spend a few minutes on the week three wrap-up. Just an opportunity to do a short reflection on how it went this week, engaging in these reflections and these activities. I am so grateful to hear that so many of you are doing these and are engaging in them. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all your feedback. I'm so grateful that so many of you are telling me that it's helpful. And this moment of reflection at the very end is really critical. It's where you get to kind of pull it all together. Say, ah, yeah, that's what I learned. That's what I'm coming out of this week with. All right. I want to remind you, 4 p.m. today, Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be on Instagram Live checking in with you about this week. I hope to see some of you there. I would love to see some of you there. The reel will be on our Instagram Reels afterwards in case you can't make it. And here you are, 3 weeks in. Next week is our last week, step four, which is take action. And we will complete this bridge or complete this pathway between all the reflection that you've done, you've been doing into some actions and now into taking more actions. More actions with through which you will act on your learnings from this pandemic period, act on all the insights you've gotten about your emotions. So, friends, I hope you can also get some rest this weekend. Maybe you were able to get some rest in the middle of the week, that little extra rest moment I invited you into, but perhaps a little extra rest this weekend. And finally, just a reminder to jump over the Apple Podcast when you're done. And the final thing is an acknowledgement and an appreciation of the producers of this podcast. Leslie Bickford is one of the producers, and Stacey Goodman is the other producer, and Stacey Goodman also does the sound engineering. So gratitude for the role that they play. All right, friends, I'll see you on Monday.